Welcome to Little Grace to Grow podcast today. And today I want to talk to people who are interested in the ministry or just interested in reaching people for Christ. And hopefully that would be everybody that knows Christ as their Savior. We're certainly all called as believers to be a witness. But I think this particular lesson will be very helpful to those who are in the ministry. I want to take a passage of Scripture out of Mark chapter 3, verse 14. The Bible says, "And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach." Now, I want us to focus in on this passage, this phrase within that verse called, "that they should be with him." So the Lord Jesus had a number of people following him, but there were 12 in particular that he called to be with him. So we understand in the text, he called them because he wanted to prepare them to preach. The great principle there is you can't preach about Christ until you know Christ. And so why did they call him, or why did Jesus call them to him? Well, because they needed to get to know him. Before the 12 disciples could do the work they were called to do, they must be with Christ. You can't talk about what you don't know about, and you won't get to know someone or something until you're around that someone or something. And so that time with Christ would make a huge difference. Through the 3.5 years with our Lord, before he was crucified, they would see Jesus reveal himself in his deity to them in numerous ways. He would reveal his wisdom through the many parables and teachings. He'd reveal his power to them. Miracle after miracle, he'd reveal his power, his lordship over the elements, over the animals, over the human body, over demons. The pinnacle of this revelation took place at his resurrection. And so as they were with him, they discovered these things about him. They had to know he was Christ the Savior and Lord of all creation before they could testify with great power. This knowledge had to be experiential, not just intellectual. Unfortunately, a lot of times men get behind the pulpit, or people teach, or they talk about things that you can tell it's not in their heart. There's something missing. There's some authenticity missing. And it's because they're only talking from a head knowledge. But when you can talk about it with a heart knowledge, it makes a huge difference. I can illustrate it this way, okay? Certainly, I enjoy going fishing. My son-in-law and I went fishing this past week, and we probably had the greatest fishing excursion that I've ever had, and possibly he as well. We were in kayaks. We just tore the fish up. We had 79 keepers, bluegill, crappie, and bass. We both caught a bass that was worth mounting. And I'm telling you, we could replay that experience moment by moment as we're reeling in, each one of us taking turns reeling in this monster bass. I'd caught one that was near 7 pounds, and it just thrilled my soul. My son-in-law caught a huge one. And you want to know how big it was, don't you? Well, you'll just have to ask me in person. But he caught a huge one, and I told him, I said, "I'm going to mount mine." He said, "Well, I'm going to as well." And so we're getting that taken care of. But that experience, it's easy to talk about because we were there, we were involved. And I am telling you, it's the same way in our relationship with Christ. Jesus called these men to him so that they would get to know him. And the more you get to know Christ, the easier it is to talk about him. John the Apostle would say this later on. He would say, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and handled of the word of life." So he's talking about a personal experience there in 1 John 1:1. And so then he goes on to write the epistle of John, or 1 John. Why? Why would he say that? Because Jesus was real to him. The difference between a powerful witness and a weak witness is how real he is to you. And so the second reason he called them to him was they needed to get to know themselves, not just getting to know him, but they needed to get to know themselves. You see, one of the benefits of walking close with Christ is we not only learn about Christ, but we learn about ourselves in his presence. When you're around an extremely clean mirror, boy, you can see things on you that maybe you didn't want to see before, okay? And so only a clean mirror can reveal our flaws. And the fellowship with Christ has the ability to introduce us to our sinfulness. Not comfortable, but beneficial and helpful in the sanctifying process. So this is not to condemn us, but to help us see our need of him, okay? And this should keep us humble in our service for him. A man's pride will bring him low. Peter, the Apostle Peter, would learn this about himself. Though he was a born leader, he needed humbling to be useful. How often the Lord allows things to happen to keep in our lives to keep us humble. Tragically, not everyone chooses to humble themselves, and they eventually self-destruct or become very bitter people. So knowing your weakness should motivate you to depend upon his strength, okay? And then third, they needed to know that faithfulness to the labor was the result of fellowship with the Lord. So why did he call them to him? One, to get to know him. Two, to get to know themselves. And to understand that if they were going to be faithful in this great work of the ministry, it was going to be the result of their fellowship with him. They would eventually be sent out after having been with him, and what great power they would demonstrate for the kingdom of God here in Mark chapter 3. Their having been sent out did not mean that they should not return to him. You see, they were like us, or they like us, were nothing more than earthen vessels that would need constant refueling. Ephesians 5:18 says, "Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." The word filled there has the idea of continually being filled. So a one-time filling is not good enough, okay? The disciples would need to return to him because he was their supply. He supplied the wisdom, the message, and the strength to do the job they were called to do. When you see a Christian zealous in the work of the Lord, it's because he's been with Jesus. When you see a Christian griping or envious in the Lord's work, it's because he's not spent time with the Master. And we just need to remember these things. So this week, as you consider this passage, that they should be with him, well, that includes you and that includes me as a child of God. Hey, have a great day. God bless you. And Lord willing, tune in next time.